Welcome to the day 14 Fireside Chat. Woohoo! Only two left. I'm almost a little sad about it ending. I don't know if you are, but I'm so glad that you've stuck it out. If you're listening to day 14, good on ya. I don't know why I said good on ya. Sounds Australian. Okay, so today is all about healing past wounds. And the practice we're going to be doing in today's guided meditation has been one of the most profound and transformative healing practices that I have come across. I cannot emphasize enough how important it is for each of us to look at the wounded parts within us and to heal them and to give them love and compassion and support. So that is some of what we're going to be doing today. And the question I want to ask you is, do you ever feel like you can't forgive people or you're holding a grudge from some past difficulty that you went through? I know I do. It's human nature, it seems, to want to be resentful and hold grudges. And there's a great Zen story that I want to share with you today, if you haven't heard it already. So there was a senior monk and a junior monk were traveling together. And at one point, they came to a river with a strong current. And as the monks were preparing to cross the river, they saw a very young woman also attempting to cross. The young woman asked if they could help her cross to the other side. And the two monks glanced at one another because they'd taken vows not to touch a woman. Then, without a word, the older monk picked up the woman, carried her across the river, and placed her gently on the other side, and then continued on with his journey. The younger monk couldn't believe what had just happened. After rejoining his companion, he was speechless, and an hour passed without a word between them. Two more hours passed, then three. Finally, the younger monk couldn't contain himself any longer, and he blurted out, "As monks, we are not permitted to touch women. How could you then carry that woman on your shoulders?" The older monk looked at the younger monk and replied, "Brother, I set her down on the other side of the river. Why are you still carrying her?" So this simple Zen story has a beautiful message about living in the present moment. How often do we carry around past hurts, holding on to resentments or pain, when the only person we're really hurting is ourselves? As some of you might know, I've been a big fan of the Dax Shepard podcast, Armchair Expert, that he launched, I think, in the last year. And he said this a couple of times. He has a great line that he got from AA. He's a recovering alcoholic, where he said, you know, resentment is like drinking poison and hoping it will kill the other person. It's similar with our past pain and hurts. We carry them around hoping for maybe validation or an apology, or because we just don't even know any better. We don't know how to let go of them. And we're the ones holding that burden. We all go through times in life when other people say things or behave in a way that's hurtful towards us. Everyone has some disappointments that they've faced. And we can choose to ruminate over these past events or actions from other people, but ultimately that's just going to weigh us down and sap our energy. Instead, you can choose to let go of what doesn't serve you anymore and release the pain or the wounds from your past. Concentrate on the present moment and on what you do want to create in your life. So today's meditation is going to help you do exactly that. It combines a couple of different techniques I've learned over the years from different therapists and energy healers. And when I first heard things like, heal your inner child, release the pain from the past, I would kind of roll my eyes a little bit. I used to be super anti-therapy, partly because when I was a kid, I would have all these temper tantrums and my parents didn't know what to do about it. So they took me to all these different therapists to try to figure out what was quote unquote wrong with me. And as you might imagine, that did not lead me to feeling so good about myself or about therapists. I started to believe that I was the problem and that there was something wrong with me. It's taken me many years to unwind some of that. And essentially, this led me to really not trusting people who were trying to help me heal myself in the beginning, especially therapists. And so I was very critical and distrustful of most people. But despite that resistance, I hired a coach and started to do some work on myself. And then I got into energy healing and all these other modalities. And there was this one technique that sounded cheesy, but it really helped. And that technique is working with my own inner child. It's been so incredibly helpful to me over the years. And it's shifted things for me so much that I wanted to create today's guided meditation so that you can try it too. And there's lots of different ways you can do this type of practice. You can go revisit some painful memory from your past or your childhood, and you can kind of freeze frame it. And then you can bring in either the adult version of you, or you could bring in a wise guide or teacher or mentor, you know, someone like even Kuan Yin or the Buddha or Jesus Christ, whatever resonates for you. It could even be, you know, a grandparent who's passed away, who you always felt just so loved by, you know, some warm and loving, calming presence. And you bring them into the scene, and then you actually change the scene. It's sort of like a movie, and you get to have a different ending. So whatever happened that was painful for you, you can rewrite the script and change the scene. And the most important thing to remember is to give that wounded child exactly what they need. So whether that's most helpful to come from the adult version of you or from some other figure that you call in, it doesn't really matter. What's important is to connect with that wounded part of yourself, that little boy or little girl, and ask them what they need and then give it to them. Another version of this technique, you allow that little child to have a total temper tantrum and just destroy things in the house and have a complete fit. And then you leave that house and you go down the street to another house where you're welcomed by people who love you and give you exactly what you need. So there's lots of different ways of doing this. I've also done a version where you go visit your little child and you create a room for them in your heart with like their favorite bed and their favorite toys. And you know, ask them what they need. You bring them like hot chocolate or a book, you read them stories or give them a hug, and you just visit them. And each time you visit them, you ask what they need and you give it to them. And I've shared some of this before, but for me, when I first started doing this work, I would go visit my little girl and I was thinking, oh, she's going to want a hug and she's going to want hot chocolate. And I go to visit her. She was pissed. She did not want a hug. She did not want to like sit on the bed and read books. She wanted to go destroy stuff. So we ended up, she wanted to throw a temper tantrum. So she got on the floor and was doing that. And I actually imagined my adult self. I thought from her perspective, what does she want right now? And what she wanted was for me to throw a temper tantrum with her. So that's what I did. I saw the adult version of me getting on the floor and just throwing a tantrum with her. And then we ended up like throwing rocks off of cliffs and just running around destroying a bunch of stuff. And eventually she calmed down. And after throwing a bunch of rocks off of a cliff, we ended up jumping off a cliff into this pool of water. We were swimming and there were like pink crystals under us in the water. And then it became more of a healing experience. It was like she needed to get out a lot of anger and negative stuff first before she would calm down and let me soothe her. So there's no wrong answer with this or wrong way of doing it. You know, when you go and visit your little boy or little girl or a scene from the past, you just don't know what's going to happen in your own mind's eye. So just let them lead you and tell you what they want to do, what they need. And as that evolves, you'll be amazed. It's really bizarre how creative our minds are and the things that will transpire. But eventually, hopefully, if you keep working with your little boy or little girl, you'll get to a point where they allow you to comfort them, or they allow some wise being to comfort them and to say to them exactly what they most needed to hear when they were in that painful circumstance. So you're giving them the love and the compassion that maybe they didn't get. And that can be one of the most healing things that you can do for yourself. So enjoy the practice. As with everything, please make it your own. This guided meditation is just one version of all the different ways you can work with your inner child and heal your past. So if you have an intuitive sense of what you want to do, you know, run with it. You can pause the recording and do something totally different. You can sit after the meditation is over and continue to do something with your inner child. You could be writing them a letter or journaling after it's over. whatever you feel called to do, there's no right or wrong way to do these practices. You are the best authority for yourself. You know yourself the best. And so you have all the answers inside of you. And this is just one option to try. And then I invite you to take it and really make it your own. So I'm sending you and your inner child so much love and compassion today. I hope the two of you have a wonderful journey. Have a great day.